Mal kommt. Speaking. Techniques. No, only one question. You used to answer him. The whole thing you were talking. After talking, 30 minutes. And then, when they asked him, how many years are you married? So your career had 7 years. After these 7 years, have you ever given your wife a gift on her birthday? He was shocked because he never did and he never think of it. How can we live with somebody who has been serving us for 7 years, no single appreciation, no sign of appreciation? But thank you for supporting me for 7 years. Why? We should do this. And the birthday, it is not difficult. It's not difficult. The birthday, we should remember the birthday of the husband and the wife. We should remember it. And that day, we try to be good. Offer something. The flower, something. You should know what your wife likes, or your husband likes. Just do it that day. And you see, the relationship will change, to improve. One other reason why giving gift is good, apart from the charity purifies, when we give something, there is something in the mind that makes someone to give someone else something. What is that? What is that? We want to make that person happy. We want to make somebody happy. Rupa Goswami said, gift does what? Gift, what does it mean? It will develop love among devotees. Gift. Why will it develop love? I just give you this physical object. Why will it develop love between us? Because my intention, the reason behind my giving you this is to make you happy. So that will go to you. So devotee was good. She practiced. Charity begins at home. The wife has been serving for 7 years. I appreciate that, but give her something. The husband will be waiting. So give him something. With a good heart. Detective. So we then told him, he's gone now, buy something. Don't give it to her directly because she's angry. So keep it in her bed. He did. He went and bought something. Wrap it very nicely, put her name there, and kept it on the bed. Once he came and saw that, took it, started to cry. Tears came out from her eyes. She came and embraced him. Especially they were fighting for 7 years. Today is embrace. So we should appreciate each other. Appreciation. We can openly appreciate our spouse even for the routine duties they perform each day. In this way, we can develop intimacy and closeness without falling into the trap of our familiarity. I was doing this seminar on Vaishnava etiquette. So I told the devotees, even though you, the wife and the husband, they have slept together, when you get up in the morning, you should greet. It's my wife. I said, yes, you should do one check-up to look after each other. One devotee did, and the next one he ran to the temple. Do you know what happened? Do you know?
I said, I don't know. What?
So I offered business to my wife this morning. She said, what happened? The work she was not doing in the house, she did it that day. They have been together for years. Just one day, she offered business to his wife. She was surprised. Well, I taught you this. See, familiarity. We have been together for years now. So, familiarity, very dangerous. It can make us lose our most important, valuable things. And dangerous, familiarity is very dangerous. So yesterday we warned. One should not be too close to a king. He gave this warning. He was narrating the pastor of Kichaka. Not Kichaka, and Virat. King Virat. For the Pandavas. He died. Kichaka died because of it. He was familiar with the king. And he thinks he is better. Because he had more power than the king. So because of that, he was very proud. He died because of Draupadi. Familiarity. If you practice appreciating each other, we will not be affected by this familiarity. We always see, the person is important for me. This person is important. Celebrate the devotional service of your partner and always show respect and appreciation for your partner's contributions. Vaishnava should be happy in devotee making advancement. It's one of the ways to see that we are free from envy. One of the ways to see how much we are free from envy is that we feel happy to appreciate the growth, the advancement of another devotee. We are happy seeing a devotee make advancement. It means we are free from envy. To do with our wife, our wife in the house, our husband in the house. Appreciate the devotional service of him. How many people are devotees in this world? After all, how many billions? 6 billion. Out of 6 billion, how many devotees? Are we up to 1 million? Worldwide? Less. So appreciate. Somebody chanting Hare Krishna, so appreciate that. Not just person chanting Hare Krishna, the person is wife helping you in the house, in the husband, in the house. Appreciate that. We should learn how to celebrate the advancement of our devotees, especially if you are very, very close to us. We start from there. Take a few moments every day to express in a meaningful way appreciation for something that possibly does in your relationship. Can we remember something? Can we remember something in our mind? Something we can appreciate in our wife? Can we remember something? Really write it for me, write it down. Something your wife has done that you deeply appreciate, write it down. The husband, right? Also, the one your wife has done, the one the husband has done. Write it. Something special that you can remember, my husband did that. I cannot forget. Something is auspicious. Write it. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Something your husband did. That's so special. Try to remember something. Right? sí, la joya, sí. Bueno, no, joya. ¿En fin? Pues, a ver. Something a husband did. Correct. Look at it. It is important because what is wrong with not having a value for something? Something you don't value. What is wrong? What do you think? Please help me to write something. I want to also write something. What are the things, what are the defect of not having appreciation or value for something? No appreciation for something, for somebody. Or no value. Something you don't value. What are the consequences you feel? The things that goes with it?
Neglect.
Well, yes, that's one. Neglect it. Write it down. Write the things you know. When you don't value something, right? You don't value something. What are the things that go strong with when you don't value something? Then think of any experience in the scripture, from the scripture, from personalities, persons that you can remember of an incident where things are not valued. What happened? Think of any person in history, our personality. Any pastime you can remember. If you can remember something, write it down. Or hear it. Do you remember any person missing? Anyone remember? Yes.
Was it last time with a bird in a cage?
The bird in a cage.
Poison in a cage now and then.
Neglect.
To feed the bird. So you have failed to give it more than to the soul, which is invented by the bird. And you have given more importance to the body.
We don't value the soul, therefore we engage in material activities and forgetting. As a result, what is the result of that?
The bird dies. The birds will die in the
world. Die. So we are all dead bodies. Dead bodies. Because we don't value who we are. So we don't know how to behave properly because you don't value who we are, the spirit soul. Okay? Every person, anyone can learn us, personality, pastime, lack of appreciation, no value for something and the consequences that happen. Yes.
Suicide? Was offensive towards my
okay, because he does not, he had no value for the Lord, therefore he made offenses, right? Okay. Yes, please, Lord.
I can speak Indian.
No problem. Speak loud. Other people should hear.
The
लक्ष्मण जी ने लक्ष्मण रेखा खींचा था ना, तो सीता जी ने वो रेखा की दोनों बहनों ने समझी थी, इसलिए सीता जी को इतना सारा कर सकते हैं।
प्रभु जी इस तरह लक्ष्मण लक्ष्मण रेखा सीता देवी ने बाजी लगा।
So, Lakshman drew a circle for Sita Devi to stay there. She didn't value that. So what happened?
No.
In danger. Right. So when we don't value something, this is what?
Danger.
Dangerous. Yes?
When Arjuna went to see Lord Krishna for help, he didn't value him. Instead, he asked for the whole army. He did not know the value of Lord Krishna.
Duryodhana went to Krishna. He didn't see Krishna, so Krishna said, "I'm not going to fight." So what is this? So you have no use for me, right? So you lose the battle. Dangerous. You don't have value for something. It is very, very dangerous. We lose our best. Very good. Yes. Father didn't value him. No respect. This small boy, Vaishnava. He died. Very dangerous. Yes?
Drupada Dronacharya.
Drupada Dronacharya. Drupada. He asked Dronacharya, "Where have you seen a big man and a poor man being friends? Where? In history, show me." Right? I'm a big man and you are a poor man, you're coming to tell you we are friends. How? What is the basis of our friendship? And the result was?
He lost.
Very dangerous. Yes.
Shiva and Sati.
Sati valued the instruction of her husband. She died. Very dangerous. Yes, son? Yes. Daksha didn't value Shiva. He
got the head of it.
Died. Destruction. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Yes? Who? Karna. He didn't value?
His wife advised Gandhari.
Yes, very dangerous, right? So when we don't value the husband or the wife, what the result? We lose respect. And when the respect is lost, what happened? Divorce. Dangerous. Any other person? Yes?
Ravana was advised by so many assistants.
Yes. His brother, his wife.
Yes. That yes. Actually Sri Ram is Lord Vishnu, right. But he didn't value.
Yes. So the result is death was destroyed. Not only him, the whole Rakshasa race destroyed. Yes. Somebody else can return. What about Vidyadhara? Is there anything about Vidyadhara? Vidyadhara. Vidyadhara.
Bali Maharaj also.
Bali?
He didn't value Vamanadeva and he gave to all sports league. He lost everything.
He lost his kingdom. All right? Very good. Yes.
Sometimes he didn't value the family
a lot of it. So wisdom.
Chankaji, yes. He didn't recognize who is Lord Chaitanya until he was given a very powerful lesson. Very genuine from it. Right? What of Indra? What of Indra? Indra and who? Indra and who? Indra and Brihaspati, yes. Indra and Brihaspati. He lost the kingdom. Well, all the demigods were defeated in battle. Indra and Angira, Muni, Angira. Angira. No, Vijayadara and Angira, yes. He's a powerful Gandharva, very handsome. Angira Muni is ugly. So when you get in this garland, you know, it's a very ugly person. Yeah. So you're so proud of your beauty, become a snake. Is it easy? Be a snake? You know, for 2 years, like a Kalinga, it's thousands of years. It's a very dangerous snake. So it is very dangerous not to value what we have. See, if you don't value what we have, what happens? We'll lose it. Right? Well, the main reason is for so many divorces in the, and the, this, the breakdown of mutual respect and appreciation. Remember that one of the best gifts you can give your children is to show them that their parents have a warm, loving, Krishna-conscious relationship. The children will grow having a bright future, thinking that there is a need to live. There's a need to live. When the children see the way the parents are living, what do you mean? I was saying before that what did the mother even tell the children? He had the relationship was like that before, but a different year. And the year came to tell me, if I was saying he doesn't want a child. So I need to say from him. Why don't you want children? He said, my father divorced. My uncle divorced. My this divorced. This divorced. This divorced. I don't want to have children in this world. See, I'm suffering in divorce. He doesn't want to have a child because previous experiences. So we should learn how to show respect. We cannot show respect. We cannot show respect if you don't understand our spirit souls. We must have this knowledge, our spirit souls. Then we can respect. Without understanding our spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, you will never have respect for anybody. Our relationship, even if you have that, it will be it's a joke. Therefore, it's very, very, very important for us to do what? To have a healthy communication, commitment, and dedication. It's very, very important. Open and honest communication. Even with a busy schedule, it is important to set aside time for heart. Your heart communication is what you ask for and children. In spiritual life, we understand that revealing the heart and mind in trust and listening to others in confidence is genius. Who is speaking? Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami told us the way to develop love for each other is what? Reveal the mind in
confidence.
Reveal the mind. Yes. The confidence. So the closest person to us is who? The wife and the husband. He is the closest person. So if your wife or husband does not know us, who is going to know us? Who? Right? We shouldn't live together as strangers. Husband and wife are living together as strangers. I asked one what he had in Mauritius. How many rounds your wife chant? He said, I don't know. Say what? You don't know? You live together with your wife in the house, you don't know if she's chance to see her? Then who should know? The super soul. The super soul should know. See, this means it shows how we are so dry in our relationships. Very dry. We are very dry. See, it is not renunciation. It is not renunciation. Our dry relationship is not in the renunciation. It is not. It is not because we are renounced. It is not. It is weakness. We should not be dry in relationship with each other. Our relationship is sweet. After all, we are devotees. So we should have a sweet relationship. I will tell the devotees about this. The devotees, what inexperienced devotees. Oh, you don't need to be attacked. I say you are a fool. What do you understand by attachment? What is your understanding by attachment? You, a husband and wife, are staying together for years. You don't know how many rounds your wife is chanting. And you're telling me that is healthy? You mean both of you are living as strangers. Wife doesn't know you, you don't know her. They're strangers. There's no relationship. Dry. We should reveal the mind. We should tell. Don't assume your spouse is a mind reader. Speak out. So, speak out. Yes. So stick together. Some people. It's just to hear them. You don't need them to say anything, just hear. Let them know that, yes, I have somebody I can speak my mind to. That's all. It's a very powerful therapy to get people to hear, someone to hear you. Not that the person may have a solution to a problem, but this person, that yes, a person close to me, I can tell my mind to. It is necessary. So the husband is there, the wife is there. Just sit together. Eat together. With the children. In Lagos Temple, I told, it's part of our principle. Don't give children to children without their parents. If the parent is not sitting there, don't serve them to children. Yes. Why? Why? Wickedness. Wicked. Is it not? Why? Why was the parent be there? Why?
Caring. Please don't understand when parents are neither children, they are trying to speak.
Time to speak with the children, yes? Why?
When
disrespect.
Teach them how to show respect to the Sadhu. The parents will train the children. The children will be trained by the parents. It's also bring unity. Unity. The duty, the mother is to take care of the child, is to train the child, increase her consciousness. My brother has to stop the duty, go leave the deity, go and take care of your children. Because Prabhupada said, people have, Krishna sent these children here, it's our duty to take care of them, they are devotees. So in West Africa, I fought seriously to stop giving children biscuits and the Kara city. I fought and I succeeded in Christmas. Yes, devotees. Why would you give them grains on the Kara city? Right? Yes. Yes. It's child abuse. The child abuse to give them grains on the Kara city is child abuse. After spending a long time with someone, we assume that they know what we meant or how we are feeling. However, that is not the case. Very often, when there is miscommunication and a flare-up, this assumption is at fault. If we have spent a long time with somebody, and see we don't understand the person, how do we think that just living together without communicating, the person will understand us, or we have really understood the person? No, we have to be together. Sometimes people are friends for some time, but when they become husband and wife, they fight. Right? Well, as friends, they were perfect, very sweet, the angels for each other. After a few times of marriage, fight. Why? Why? What is that? Why that? Not familiarity. Not familiarity.
No suspense. No suspense.
No. What? No respect. Not because of respect. While we are friends, there's something I'm hiding from you. There's something you're hiding from me, which was not revealed. And when we start staying together, it's coming out. Oh, the next unlocking side is coming out. Yes. So it is good to spend time together so you can understand each other. And this is what you are, this is what I am. Then we can resolve it and live together. Just for it. This is very, very important. Remember, the problem is a problem. Your marriage is not a problem. It is a vehicle for resolving the problem. Do you understand? Something becomes a problem only when we accept it. Only when we accept it. Otherwise, there's nothing is a problem yet. Until we accept it as a problem, then it's a problem. So somebody else give you a slap. If you walk away, is that a problem? It becomes a problem when you slap back. Because you have accepted it. Right? Formerly, husband and wife used to live together peacefully throughout their whole lives. Yes. Wife and husband once combined. That is for life. There is no question of separation in all circumstances, either in distress or in happiness. There is no question of separation. Who is speaking? Arrival address in London. It is not that a church woman should be like a slave. What her husband is, her husband, the lowest of. Although the duties of a woman are different from those of a man, a chaste woman is not meant to serve a fallen husband. If her husband is fallen, it is recommended that she give up his association. Giving up the association of her husband does not mean, however, that a woman should marry again. And thus, if a chaste woman unfortunately marries a husband who is fallen, she should leave from
him.
Similarly, a husband can separate himself from a woman who is not chaste, according to the description of Sastra. Alright? Protection means more than providing for material needs and bodily safety. Protection also means to protect them from material illusion by inspiring them in devotional service and life in Krishna consciousness. These children are given to us by
Krishna.
They are
Krishna.
And we must be very careful to
protect them.
These are not ordinary. They are, and we are very fortunate to have given them to make advancement in. That is very great responsibility. Do not neglect it or be confused. Your duty is
very clear.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Parents also have a duty to all children in a community and not just to their own offspring. It is the responsibility of a community to be alert and proactive in order to prevent all forms of child abuse. She work together. Right? She work together. See something wrong, we should identify it and protect the children. For example, if I see somebody who is a child abuser, what should I do?
Stop him.
Huh?
Stop him.
If I see a devotee, if I notice a devotee is a child abuser, what should I do? Tell others, be careful. Tell authorities, this person is like this. Tell others, be careful with this person. That is protection. You help the community to be careful. Because today is my turn, tomorrow
will
be yours. If we have to protect each other. Not only our biological children, our children. The children in the community are also our children. How is that true? How can you convince me that the children in the community are also my children? How can you convince me that it's true? Yes? How is that true? Not only my children are my child, other children are also my children.
Whatever goes around comes around.
Whatever goes around comes around. Practically? 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 If somebody asks you, this, how would they explain this to somebody? This is what our child has said. But in our own practical life, how do we explain that?
Thank you.
Okay, yes. Yes, that is my duty. But how they are also my children. Yes, bro.
Because none of them are aware of all our fault of this one.
Okay. All right. Yes, bro.
Only
me and this man, but pastor. Yes, very good. Yes. Very good. Yes.
Our own child, he needs also friends. So as a devotee,
our children need friends from demon.
From the community.
From the community. Okay, very good.
See, yes. The people in the community is themselves, they are bad character. Then our child will also be the same character.
Good.
So we have to treat them nicely or exactly if possible.
Yes. Are the children, when the people were going to give lecture to us or not? Yes. Will they give us lectures?
Yes.
So they're not important to us?
Mm-hmm.
Only our child will give lecture classes or do service for us? Huh? Only our child will do service for us? Other children will not give service for us?
Yes.
In that community? So they're not our children?
Yes.
Yeah, our children. Right? They're our children. They're not going to leave kids for us? They will not? They are children. Right? We are taking, if you go to a devotee hospital, will they charge you the same amount? If you go to a devotee hospital, will they charge you the same amount or less? Will they give you priority? So are they not our children? They give us priority. So they were children. They're born here. It's our duty to protect them. Because they have a duty for us in the future. They're going to represent us tomorrow. Why am I not here? They're our children. So we have to take care of them. Alright? Relevant and accessible community activities involving children are important in order to foster a sense of belonging and a state and a taste for devotional life. This is especially important for teenagers who often question and challenge their own parents, but may listen to other devotees. So we should have recreation for children, like those that we're giving awards to the children, right? It's important. They bring all the children together, right? Give them awards, we teach them Krishna consciousness. We should have a recreation for them, picnic. Yes, this is part of our social activities. In this country, we have social activities. Going to festivals, having children activities. It's our social activities for helping our Krishna consciousness. Not that we have to go to the park like the academies. What is there in the park to go and see nonsense? We have our activity, retreat. We create retreat for ourselves. Like this program, devotees come together. We're discussing this. Our scriptures, there's something in our scriptures, our chalice are saying to guide us. This is good. Right? Something like this. It's wonderful. We should do it. It encourages us in our Krishna consciousness to come together. See, every company, all the managers, all the workers they have, yeah? They send them for courses, they go for different things, right? They get promotions, they travel to other places. This is our recreation. This is our recreation. We should have recreation. Otherwise, we get stuck in our house every day, the same wall. every day. It has effect in the consciousness. Right? But varieties make the spiritual world different. Varieties. So recreation is important. It's part of our social activity duties. So we should have more. Alright? So our children will feel a sense of belonging. They just, yeah, there's life here. Not just as rules and just rules and rules, only rules. Something juicy is there. All right. I consider this Gurukul school to be one of our
most important.
Who is speaking? We have Gurukul? We have Gurukul? We have? Starting? Chaitanya Village. Starting. It's good. We are old enough. We are old enough to have this. So we should try to. If you want to succeed in anything, we should try to fulfill the desire of our master. If children want to be proper, if children want to get the mercy, we should try to serve the interests of our master. If you serve the interests of our part, we will have the proper mercy. And proper mercy means what? Our perfection in life. I consider this Gurukul school to be one of our most important aspects of this movement, and it should be given all serious consideration by members. If we are able to make the whole generation of our children into fine Krishna conscious preachers, that will be the glory of our and the glory of our country as well. But if we neglect somehow or other, if we lose even one Vaishnava, that is? Are we not losing devotees every day? Huh? All of us should say sorry to our Prabhupada. All of us should say
sorry.
Retiring from it. Retiring from? It is inauspicious to stay in the house of Ashram till death. It is inauspicious. Very, very inauspicious. We should retire. Timely. Retire timely and prepare for final exam. Yes. Setting a good example, loosening the knot of material affection, go to Vrindavan. So Sukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, because of his advanced position in devotional life, Maharaj Ambarish, who no longer desired to live with material things, retired from active family life. He divided his property among his sons, who were equally as qualified, and he himself took the order of Vanaprastha. I went to the forest to concentrate his mind fully upon Lord Vasudeva. What did Ambarish Maharaj do here? How did he retire? Yes, retire. How did he retire? What are the things he did? Divide. Suppose the sons are not Krishna conscious. Suppose the children are not Krishna conscious. Give it to the temple. Give it to the temple. Right? Don't give to the children who are not devotees. He gave to the children who are equally
qualified.
Like himself. So if they are not qualified, if he give it to them, what will happen? they will use it to destroy themselves. To save them, she will give it to Krishna.
Give all to Krishna.
Mother Ambarisha was undoubtedly liberated in any condition, but as an ideal king, he accepted the Vanaprastha order of retirement from family life. It is essential for one to renounce family responsibilities and fully concentrate on the lotus feet of Vasudeva. So, if he is fully qualified and liberated, does he need to retire, take Vanaprastha? Does he need to do that?
No.
So what did he do?
Set the example.
Set the example. Very good. Set the example. This affection is a very hard knot for being bound up in this material world. This affection. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is that the affection is to be cut off compulsory at a certain age, not that the affection should continue. If the affection continues, then there is no chance of any of my becoming free from this material world. There is no chance. Therefore, I'm a pastor. Because the wives, affection with the wife is very, very strong. So, Vanaprastha means the husband and wife, you give up the affection, not give up, go away from home, and they travel in the holy places just to purify and again. When affection draws, they come to the family. Again, remain for 1 or 2 months, then again, go away. So, the wife, there is no sex connection, but the wife remains as assistant to the man to be accustomed how to remain aloof from the family. And then, when his property is to remain aloof from death, then wife is also sent back to the family to the care of elderly children. And the man takes sannyas compulsory. Sannyas is? It is called civil suicide. My Guru Maharaj used to say, commit civil suicide. Alright? To go to the forest and live there with the animals. Meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only means by which to give up lusty desires. Unless one gives up such desires, one's mind cannot be freed from material contamination. Therefore, if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth, dirt, old age, and disease, after a certain age, one must go to the forest, Panta Sodrum. After 50 years of age, one should voluntarily give up family life and go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one needs not live with the animals but can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan is the best means of being. Liberated from material bondage. For in Vrindavan, one can automatically meditate upon
Krishna.
Vrindavan has many
temples.
In one or more of these temples, one may see the form of as Radha Krishna or Sabarama and meditate upon
this form.
Which temple is that? Shri Krishna Bhavan Ki
Jai,
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai,
Jai Guru Premanandi. Question?
Yeah. This is very timely, and it gives a ray of hope to the individuals present and Krishna consciousness at large. But my question is, in the circumstance where all the foundational principles have been eroded, people are in household life, but none of these prerequisites were met, and then they are struggling in the spiritual marriage. What should be done?
The Prabhupada says, make the best use of it. That's right. Again. And we also have, so it is, yes, we have majority of us started on a long platform. We are already interviewed with us, having sufficient knowledge of, or prepared. But we are already there, so what to do? Another just say, go, I go. Oh. We have to find a way to amend it. By bringing in Krishna consciousness, Krishna really practicing. Study our scripture very nicely and apply it. All the things we are discussing from our scriptures, we learn them from practice. And we have a community. Vaishnava sustainable community is very important. Vaishnava sustainable community. So the importance of Vaishnava community of Varnashram is that there is no unemployment. In a city they say there is unemployment. In the Varnashram community, there is no unemployment. Everybody has something to do that we can take it from. The Prabhupada says, have one power. A small house to cultivate the people. All our economic problem is solved. If our economic problem is solved, then use, you say 9 months to till the ground, 3 months to till the ground, 9 months to plant the business. You can do that. Without they will tell you what to go and get a land. Do it have some and leave and channel the Krishna farm. It's not a joke. You should do that. And we are praying and the Prabhupada will help us to complete our project, our community. Farm community, we are developing the community. So that will give chance to many devotees to take shelter and be protected. We have the school, have the land, have the people environment, the devotees, the congregation together, and they work nicely as a team and teach the whole world. I do what they were saying right in the beginning. Our spiritual life and material life will be balanced. And it will be very easy for people to take to Christian consciousness without preaching. They will just see our practical life in the community. That chance you should have. Yes, sir.
Yes, I can speak
in here. Yes, you can. Speak out, sir. Also, over here.
Hare Krishna. जैसे महाराज ने कहा था कि मान लो अगर किसी के बच्चे भक्ति होते हैं तो उनको जो भी मतलब घर को छोड़ने से पहले व्यक्ति को सब कुछ मतलब अगर जो बच्चा भक्त है उसको देना चाहिए नहीं भक्त है तो मंदिर को देना चाहिए सपोज मान लो किसी का बच्चा भक्त नहीं हुआ जैसे अद्वैत आचार्य के बच्चे बहुत सारे भक्त नहीं थे लेकिन उन्होंने प्रॉपर्टी दिया उनको अपनी अपने जमीन में से हिस्सा दिया कि नहीं दिया मतलब किसी का बच्चा अगर भक्त नहीं है तो उसको क्या करना चाहिए उसको देना चाहिए कि नहीं देना चाहिए मान लो समाज के हिसाब से वो कैसे दिएगा इसके साथ मेरा एक क्वेश्चन मतलब जो बच्चा भक्त नहीं है किसी कारण से मान लो बहुत सारे भक्त भक्त लोग होते हैं किसी कारण किसी के बच्चा भक्त नहीं हो पाता तो उसको क्या करना चाहिए
Prabhupada is asking regarding this aspect of all the children are our own children. So he's asking when we have non-devotees, so how to give them like Krishna consciousness to make them our own children.
So, Maharaj, in our discussion, there was a place where you said that if we have children and they are not like us, what is better that we give the money to the temple? So, in this case, Prabhu is saying that in the social view, point of view, how the child is good.
If the children are not devoted, so we say we should give the money to the temple, because they're going to squander the money and misuse it. So the question, so how will they grow if you leave them like that? Right? That was a question. I was looking at, by the time Ambarish Maharaj retired, the children are already born. They are already established people. So they don't need to give them money. He already trained them to where they are. He's not a small boy now. He's not a small man. He has retired. It means all the responsibilities are finished. All the children have been trained. So they are up to doing something. Now he should not give them money. He should give the money to the temple. Let them continue with what they are already giving them. You have really trained them for something. They should continue with that. Not money again. That's what I was saying. If you give them money, the sins they're going to commit with that money will still follow in the place. Karma is very difficult. The sins our children will commit, even after we have left, with the facilities we have left behind for them, we will still share the karma wherever we are, except if we have become a pure devotee. Otherwise, we will still share the karma. It's very dangerous. So to free us, let us give the money. He already trained them to his certain level before he is retiring. They don't retire without training the children. They have fully trained the children before retirement. So now, he doesn't hold the responsibility again. Therefore, that money should go to the temple, should go to Krishna, not for the children, who are useless. When doing Gavardhan Samskar, is it once a month? Please elaborate. Yes, because a woman period is once a month. So Gavardhan Samskar is once a month. It's not twice, it's once. Say it's once. So the scriptures say once a month is because a woman will see her period once a month. Therefore, the husband has to meet her on the 50th day after her period. So the samskar is done on the 50th day. But before that 50th day, she has to dress very nicely. For that day, she should dress nicely, dress nicely. Look very nice. So in the scripture you see, if the husband is not at home, the woman doesn't dress nice. Because it's for who? It should be for the husband. Say it once a month.
that in some homes they have more men, more women than the reasons. But what came to my mind at that point was Diti went to the extent of grabbing the dress of Kashyapamuni.
Yes.
But it was two demoniac men that were produced.
Yes. That was a curse. It's not normal, it's a curse. That was punishment. So it's different. There are things which are not normal. There are things which are normal. So that was, it was not normal. It was punishment for doing something wrong. They were punished. In a normal circumstance, this is hard to follow. Quoted it before. So did he? She did abnormal thing. So abnormal she really did. So you not know. Bhagavatam 3:23:11 Tatri iti krityam upasiksha satupadishan vinasimeka sito tirishan sandhatma siddhetate kritamano bhavada sitaya Kinatadisa Bhavanam Sabrishandi Chakshwa. Devahuti continues. My dear Lord, I am struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore, kindly make me what arrangement? Therefore, kindly make what arrangements must be made according to the scripture, so that my skinny body, emaciated through unsatisfied passion, may be rendered fit for you. Also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. Purport. Shabokar. The Vedic literatures are not only full of spiritual instructions, but are also instructive in how to prosecute material existence very nicely, with the ultimate aim of spiritual perfection. Devahuti asks her husband, therefore, how to prepare herself for sex life according to the Vedic instructions. Sex life is especially meant for having good children. The circumstances for creating good children are mentioned in Karma Sastra, the scripture in which suitable arrangements are prescribed for factually glorious sex life. You see, Prabhupada said what? The circumstances for creating good children are mentioned in Karma Sastra, the scripture in which suitable arrangements are prescribed for factual, glorious sex life. Everything needed is mentioned in the scriptures. What sort of house and decorations they should be, what sort of dress the wife should have, how she should be decorated with ornaments, scents, and other attractive features, etc. With these requisites fulfilled, the husband will be attracted by her beauty, and a favorable mental situation will be created. The marital situation at the time of sex life may then be transferred into the womb of the wife, and good children can come out of that pregnancy. Here is a special reference to Devahuti's bodily futures. Because she had become skinny, she feared that her body might have no attraction for Kardana. She wanted to be instructed how to improve her bodily condition in order to attract her husband. Sexual intercourse in which the husband is attracted to the wife is sure to produce a male child. But sexual intercourse based on attraction with the wife for the husband may produce a girl. That is mentioned in the Ayurveda. When the passion for the woman is greater, there is a chance of the girls being born. When the passion of the man is greater, then there is the possibility of a son. Devahuti wanted the passion of her husband to be increased by the arrangement mentioned in the Kama Sastra. She wanted him to instruct her in that way. And she also requested that he arrange for a suitable house because the hermitage in which Kardana Muni was living was very simple and completely in a mode of goodness. And there was less possibility of passions being aroused in his heart.
Pretty much last time, during one of your lectures, you mentioned how housewife, not office wife. So, coming to this seminar, we haven't touched the aspect of education for children. But nowadays we see that we educate our children to the postgraduate or university level. So when children are educated to that level, so the intention is to let them have a job. So with the present system of education, especially people who are prone to educate their children to the highest degree, so it is normal that we are going to produce office wife and not housewife. So, what
did you
comment?
You have to answer yourself. We are doing everything with intention. Yes, we have reason for doing certain things. So, when we are training children, our material life and with our spiritual life, what is the meaning of that? The message is very clear, right? The message is clear. We want our child to be a karmi, not a devotee. That's the message. Alright? So if you want our devotees or our children to become qualified devotees, they will make arrangements for it. So make arrangements. Give them proper training. We are having our baby on the grass. He's walking breast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So the baby is getting the milk and getting the mantra. So in the head. So what with that? When you grow up, you chant Hare Krishna without any difficulty. Sometimes you see our children at all age, when they're growing up, they are Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Prabhupada, die. See, my child is. Please, see, wait for the child to grow. Don't be excited here. What is your team? You can know. Ready? My child is. That's okay. Wait, 15.
Only 15 minutes out there. Thank you very much.
I'm going to tell you that 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 I'm going to tell you that